Hey guys, welcome to episode number 16 of Let's Book Talk. Today we're speaking with C.L. Kowalczuk. She is the author of Son of Vlad and has a book coming out today. So I hope you enjoy the conversation. We had such a great time talking about the importance of constructive criticism, the importance of reader feedback, and how that can really help you write your next story, kind of figuring out what exactly to focus on and how to improve upon your last novel. So it was a really great conversation. It was Krista's first podcast, so it was a great time all around. So without further ado, here we go. How did you develop your passion for storytelling?
I guess it started when I was a child, as it usually does. Mm-hmm. The first book I ever read that really spoke to me was Where the Red Fern Grows, and it was the first book that ever made me cry. So I think since then I really connected with a lot of stories that kind of dive deep into your emotions and things like that, and it's just kind of grown from there. Anytime you've seen me when I was a child, I always had a book in my hand. Mm-hmm. And it's just as the years kind of progressed, I've really felt like I connected with a lot of characters in those books. And then storytelling for me just started about 2 or 3 years ago. I usually work some overtime during the winters, and my work notified me that there was going to be no overtime and they were cutting some of our hours. So I was like, oh man, what am I going to do with all my extra time? So I was like, you know what? I'm going to write a book. I'm going to try it. I've always wanted to do it, and now I've got this extra time on my hands. So I really, just kind of dabbling around with it a little bit. And I wrote my entire first novel over the course of a winter. It was called The Dara Twins. It was a fantasy novel, and I really enjoyed writing it. I enjoyed the creative writing process. Was definitely something I connected with, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I really enjoy doing this. I'm like, I'm going to write another novel. I didn't end up publishing that one. It was just kind of something to do for fun. Mm-hmm. But that's kind of how my passion for storytelling took off. Is like I dabbled into it a little bit, and I was like, yeah, I really enjoy this. And it was like it consumed my life. Like I just mm-hmm. once it started, it kind of roller coastered from there.
Now, when you were writing that first story, and then we'll talk about Son of Vlad here in a second.
Yeah.
Did any of those past books that you've read, either as a kid or later on in life, did those influences creep into your writing at all, or were you really just trying to find your own voice as a storyteller?
Really just trying to get started finding my own voice, you know, kind of what worked for me. Do I want to write in present tense or past tense, or mm-hmm. I mean, just kind of feeling it out. I definitely made a lot of mistakes in that first novel, and it was a very good learning process. Mm-hmm. I actually submitted that first manuscript to a few beta readers, and they kind of told me, you know, this is what you can do going forward, and this is how you can make your writing better. So I took all of their feedback, and I kind of I used that, and I developed my second novel that I did publish, and that was Son of Vlad. I have been very interested in gothic romance and gothic novels basically for my entire adult life. The Bronte sisters are, you know, some of my favorites, with Wuthering Heights and Jane Eyre. They're definitely some of my favorites. So I've kind of, clung on to that and kind mm-hmm. of ran with that type of writing. And I know stories that haven't been written throughout history aren't as popular as they are now. You know, it's a different, people typically like a different writing style now than what was written back then. But mm-hmm. I really enjoyed those and kind of implemented those into my own writing.
Now, let's go ahead and talk about Son of Vlad. You know, I'm really interested what you mentioned about, you know, really getting into that creative process. So if you could tell me sort of how that story came to be and what your writing process looked like writing Son of Vlad, that'd be awesome.
Okay. So the idea for it actually came from a podcast, ironically enough. Mm-hmm. It was the Noble Blood podcast. It kind of... They talk about historical figures with disreputable pasts, and that's something that I've always really been interested in. I love true crime podcasts and anything that has to do with, you know, the gritty side of history. Vlad the Impaler was actually on one of those episodes, and I was like, it's insane to me that people in that era could get away with, you know, the amount of things that they did. Vlad the Impaler was the focal point of Son of Vlad. It was obviously a fiction book. It's about vampires and it's a romance and things like that. I just kind of put my own spin on it, developed a story revolving around it with just like hints of true historical facts kind of mixed in. So
now, did you face any challenges writing that story? Because I imagine, even though it is, you know, fictionalized, trying to get some of those more research points in there for a little bit of historical accuracy, I guess is the best way to put it, might have been a bit of a chore. So did you have any challenges with that, or was it pretty easy to do?
I definitely had to do my research. I'm a big fan of podcasts, and I did, you know, a ton of, I listened to a ton of podcasts. I listened to some YouTube videos. I had to Google a million different facts just to make it as, you know, historically based as I could, while trying to kind of put that vampire spin on it. I did have one reader reach out to me and point out that I did not refer to it as Wallachia, which it would have been back in that era. Instead, I referred to it as Romania, because I wanted to kind of make it more relatable to people. I'm right. Like, nobody knows what Wallachia is, right? Or not many people. I'm like, they're more prone to knowing what Romania is. So I did put Romania in there, and she reached out and she's like, well, just so you know, it was actually Wallachia back then. And I was like, yeah, I know. So that was a little bit difficult. And even like when you refer to them like sleeping in a bed, they didn't actually use beds. They used, you know, pallets or, you know, things like that. But it was a little bit more difficult than I anticipated. But I was like, in the beginning, I did put a note in there to my readers. This is a fiction book. It's about vampires. You know, not everything is historically accurate. So I tried to point that out in the beginning. But some people, I think, are just sticklers for the truth, and they like as much of it sprinkled in as physically possible. So
right,
that was a
right.
Little bit of a
learning curve. Yeah, no, I think you're absolutely right. I think especially writing in today's, you know, climate, especially with, you know, how fast books are consumed these days, trying to write to, you know, for the present day audience is super, you know, important to do, because I feel like, you know, if you don't, it's an easy way to alienate a lot of readers. Whether it be with a writing style or trying to write in that, you know, as you mentioned, with that kind of historical accuracy, people might be like, wait, what? I have no idea what's going on or where these places are. But if you make it more of like that present day feel, it's a lot easier. So what was your favorite part about writing Son of Vlad?
Just really the creative writing process. That's, you know, why I started it. Just coming up with all these ideas. The world building is definitely my favorite. And that's what I focused most on. It was just the world building. I built these characters. I gave them names. You know, I could do whatever I wanted to them and have a say in the outcome of how they live and in the outcome of their actions. Like, that was, to me, I absolutely love that part of the process. It was, you know, like I said before, it consumed my life. Like, that's all I thought about for like 3 months straight. So I will say that the least favorite thing about the writing process is definitely the promoting and the advertising. I'm very introverted. I don't like putting myself out there. So that's been a little bit of a learning curve, but just to, I guess, live inside my own head for that short period of time and make all these characters in this world. I mean, that's definitely my favorite part.
Now, you know, world building to me, you know, just from a reader's perspective, is always got to be one of the more daunting tasks because you are creating this world, you know, albeit it is, you know, based in, you know, in history, and there are a lot of places and people and things that you can easily sort of plug in there. But were there any challenges in that world building process for you, or was it, you know, to the point where you enjoyed it so much that if it was a challenge, it was a fun challenge for you?
Oh, it was definitely a fun challenge. That was the part of writing that I feel like I really connected with. And I had a lot of people reach out to me and say that, you know, the way that they could visualize the book based off of my writing, that made me feel very fulfilled. Like I did something very good in my writing. It was, I would even wake up in the middle of the night and I'd be like, oh, I got to jot this down. Cause it was like, so it came to me so easily, just, you know, explaining, you know, the feelings that, or the sensations, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That was something that I really focused on. And cause to me, that is what spoke to me as a writer. So that's definitely what I focused on. And then after Son of Vlad was published, I had some people say, you know, you focus so much on the world building, but then I feel like the character development lacked a little bit. So I was like, oh man, I'm like, I didn't even think about that. Like it was, to me, it's like you, if you can visualize your surroundings, or then that's what really speaks to me. But I mean, I know not everybody reads the same way. So I definitely tweaked my writing style with my next novel and focused more on character development.
How important is that feedback? Because I mean, a lot of authors, I'm sure, have to unfortunately see the negative feedback, you know, that is just negative for negative sake. There's no constructive, you know, criticism there. There's nothing that, you know, is helping you, you know, be a more well-rounded writer or anything like that. It's just, I didn't like this book, one star, and they just leave.
Actually, my favorite review ever that I got from a reader was a 2-star review. And she gave me it was not nasty. It was not a bad review at all. It was a good review. It was a great review. But she told me that she felt like my characters were a little bit two-dimensional to her. And I ran with that. You know, my next book, which is actually going to be released April 1st of this year, I focused very, very hard on the character development because of that one review. I was like, I don't want people to leave these books and thinking, wow, that was a great world building, but the characters felt flat to me. I didn't want that. So I actually tweaked my writing style just based off of that one review. And I feel like it made a world of difference in my writing. So I appreciate every single bit of creative or constructive criticism that I can. So I never wanted to be one of those people that seen a review and felt personally victimized or attacked by it. Mm-hmm. I think of it as a growth experience, especially for new writers. I mean, you got to have an open mind too, because I'm like, not everybody reads the same and not everybody writes the same. So I definitely, that even just that one negative review to me was extremely helpful.
Yeah, it's one of those, a classic example of, you know, taking a negative that was not a negative just to be negative, but it was that, like we were just talking about, that constructive criticism that you were able to turn into a positive for your next book. So, you know, before I ask you about that next book, once Son of Vlad was published, how did you feel now that your story was out into the world and, you know, a story that you had been writing for a while is, you know, in people's hands?
It was kind of terrifying. It was just, you know, a roller coaster of emotions. You know, the first moment that I hit that publish button, it was like my heart was pumping and I was like, oh man, it's out there now. It was definitely, I had a lot of highs and lows. I had, you know, the positive reviews, you know, made me feel, you know, absolutely amazing. But then I'd get those negative ones, like I was talking about, and I'm like, I feel like a failure. But then I'd definitely recalibrate my mindset and be like, no, I can't feel like a failure. I have to use that going forward to make my writing process better. You know, I remember talking to my sister. I'm like, this is the most exciting thing that's ever happened to me. Cause it's just so you know, you've created this thing that took you so long to do, and it's finally out there in people's hands. And, you know, that's a pretty strong emotion. So it was definitely a lot of highs and lows. Mm-hmm. I don't regret it for a second, and I'm, you know, glad that I'm going down this path, but you know, it is very, time consuming, and it's a lot of give and take. There's no straight path forward with the emotions that you're going to feel with this. It's going to be all over the place, but at the end of the day, you have to be the one to be like, I'm going to either continue to do this, or, you know, it's not exactly worth it for me in the end. And there's, you know, any kind of range of emotions in between.
No, of course. You know, I think you hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's got to be a feeling that doesn't get old. You know, I'm sure it'll be the same feeling in a few days here when your next book is released. So talk about that book for a second, and, you know, where people can find it once it's out. And if you're working on anything else currently, that'd be awesome.
So my next book I'm very, very excited about is called Daughter of Bathory. It focuses on Elizabeth Bathory in this one instead of Vlad the Impaler, like the last one. The thing that I did different with this book, which I would definitely recommend to authors if they decide to go this route, is I sent it out to about 70 ARC readers before, and they've given me feedback on it. And that has been absolutely invaluable to me. Their feedback is, I mean, they've found, you know, some typos that I missed, and they've given me feedback about the character development. So I would definitely do that again in the future with my next book, because that has been, you know, just absolutely invaluable. Their feedback is just absolutely amazing. So I would do that again. And that's, it's coming out April 1st. And all the feedback that I've gotten has been really great, really great. And I don't want to, like, I should knock on wood here, because I did tweak my writing style quite a bit from my last book. Just, you know, I really focused heavily on the character development in this book. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people said that they actually resonated with the characters. There's actually even one lady it's about Elizabeth Bathory was obviously, you know, portrayed as this horrible person, right? Mm-hmm. So I've kind of implemented that into the book. And one lady actually reached out to me, and she said that it hit home in so many aspects of her life, when she was constantly wondering if she was worth the love that she was given. So that really, to me, already made it worth it. And the book isn't even published yet, because I'm like, I want my readers to feel, you know, I want them to feel emotion when they're reading the book. So that, you know, even just that one review was really invaluable to me. So,
you know, that's really awesome, because the fact that you were able to take that piece of criticism, work it into your next book, and then already get the feedback that people are connecting mm-hmm. with these characters. I mean, that's gotta be awesome for you. And, you know, I have to ask, what was the difference in your writing process from Son of Vlad to this book, sort of focusing more on that character development?
So one question that I constantly asked myself while I was writing was, how do they feel and why do they feel that way? And then I wrote that. So that to me was really helpful, because the readers don't understand necessarily why they feel that way. It's you have to kind of write it down, you know, make them understand it. And not only that, but I implemented a lot of my own emotions into this book. So, mm-hmm. You know, Anya Anastasia, her name is, she has lived this horrible life, and, you know, she's trying to overcome the trauma of her past. So, mm-hmm. I feel like she is very, her personality is, you know, very heavily based off my own personality. So that was kind of another, nerve-wracking point, is, you know, what if my readers hate her? Like, what does that say about me? Yeah. Right. So I implemented a lot of my own emotions into this book, and it was difficult at times, but at the same time, it was almost like writing a diary. Like, you write something down and then you're like, well, why do I feel that way? So it was a really enlightening process for me. And I definitely enjoyed, I know it's weird to enjoy writing something that's hard, but mm-hmm. it was hard in a good way. So I'm really excited to see what all the readers think about, you know, that character depth that I installed into this book.
You know, I love that you mentioned that it felt almost like writing, you know, a diary, because I've always said that to me, authors have to be some of the most, you know, vulnerable creatives out there, because you really are putting your own thoughts, your own emotions, your own viewpoints of things into writing that, you know, hundreds, thousands, millions of people are going to read one day. Mm-hmm. And, you know, once it's out there, it's out there. You know, there's, unless you're on, and you know, book talk, or unless you're on any form of social media and have that connective tissue with the readers, what they think is what they think. You know, there's, it's really hard to kind of get in their brains and explain more about what you were going for. But, you know, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I think people don't think about that too often.
I actually tried writing a book before all this, just about some things in my life, and it was, I couldn't do it. It was so hard to write down your emotions. I mean, it's emotionally draining. You know, people who get their memoirs out there and things about them that have happened to them in their lives, I mean, it is a very, very hard process, and I definitely give them a lot of credit for being able to do it. But it's definitely different than writing, you know, a fantasy novel. You have to delve into a part of yourself that, you know, it's not easily achievable, I guess. It's not for everyone, at least.
No, you're absolutely right. And that kind of leads perfectly into my last question here. You know, for any aspiring authors that may be listening, what advice would you give them, whether they are at the starting point of writing their story, maybe they're right in the middle of it and keep hitting, you know, a roadblock they can't seem to get through, or maybe they're feeling a little, you know, apprehensive of being that vulnerable in their story and sharing that with people. Do you have any words of encouragement or advice for those people?
I mean, just like I said before about being open to feedback, that's been the biggest thing that's helped me. You know, take that constructive criticism and kind of weave it into, you know, making yourself better as a writer. You know, don't get too down on yourself about it. Let me think here. You know, doing your research, if you're doing anything with, you know, anything with historical, any genre, really, you really have to do your research and understand that and your readers. And I get one thing that has really helped me, and I've never been a big proponent of social media. I mean, I had maybe 70 followers on my Facebook before I started doing this. But I started a BookTok account, or a TikTok account, and I've grown that to nearly 10,000 followers now, and their support has been absolutely amazing. I can't state that enough. You know, I haven't had a single negative experience on there. I mean, everybody's just been so great and supportive. I've gotten these handful of women that are like, they're just so supportive. I mean, they reached out when they found out that I was promoting this new book, and they're like, oh my God, can we be part of your street team? And I was like, what is a street team? I'm like, I didn't even know what that was before they said that. And I was like, sure. So they've been, you know, helping me with that. But everything about this has just been a learning process. You really have to be adaptable and, you know, kind of go with the flow with all of it. I mean, from the moment that you start writing to the moment that you release it and promote it, I mean, it's everything for me has been, you know, a learning experience, and I hopefully will continue to get better as I go. But, you know, everybody's going to make some mistakes, and you just have to, you know, I've even found a few typos after I released my first book, and I thought it was the end of the world. And like, I can just go right in there and fix them and move past it. You know, you can't get hung up on the little things. So I guess that would be my biggest thing for other authors.
Awesome. Well, there's so much great advice in there. And I think it is, you know, I think it all boils down to, you know, just keep going. I think is the best way to sum everything up, whether they, you know, people are running into, you know, roadblocks with their writing or whatever the case may be, just keep going, because at the end of it, you know, the way you felt is hopefully the way that they'll feel once their story is out there. So, Krista, thank you so much for coming on the podcast today. I really appreciate it. Before I let you go, if you could tell people where they can find you online, where they can find your work, that would be awesome.
Yeah. So I am I do most of my promoting on TikTok, actually, under CL Kowalczuk, and I'm on Instagram and Facebook, and my book, my books soon are available on Amazon. They're available on Kindle Unlimited, and I'm also on Goodreads. So, feel free to look me up, and hopefully you, enjoy my writing if you decide to read it.
Awesome. Well, guys, I will drop those links in the description of this episode. Be sure to go out and get these books, read them, leave Krista some great reviews on Goodreads or wherever you leave your book reviews, and keep tabs on what she has going on in the near future. And then hopefully we'll have her back on the show to talk about her next book. So Krista, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. And for you guys at home, I'll talk to you all next week.
Thank you.